started. So what we do with the Sunday Angel services, they happen twice a month. And the second service of every month is an earth healing service, which just means that we do a meditation which is focused on bringing some healing to the earth. Because this is an earth healing service, also the prayers are tailor-made in that direction too. So we're going to start with an opening prayer, which is called the Canticle of Creatures. And it's said to have been a prayer which St. Francis of Assisi created. Now, St. Francis of Assisi is now the Ascended Master Kutumi. So whenever I stray upon prayers that have been written by people who have become Ascended Masters, I try to gather them together because I think there might be something a little bit more extra special about them. And this one I think is a really, really nice prayer. We'll go from the prayer straight into the earth healing meditation. And in the middle of that meditation, there will be a little channeling as well. So if you want to get nice and comfortable, have a good fidget around, close your eyes, sort yourself out. I'm going to pop some of Andrew's lovely music on. There we are. And we'll get started. So have a good fidget about. Make sure there's no stress or tension in your shoulders, neck, or hands. If at all possible, I'd like you to keep your feet flat on the ground because this meditation requires a little bit of contact with the earth. If that's not possible, don't worry about it. You can just extend your energy through the base chakra down into the earth through the central energy channel. Close your eyes, take a few breaths, and we'll start with the prayer. All praise be yours, my Lord, through all that you have made. And first, my Lord Brother Sun, who brings the day. How beautiful is he, how radiant in all his splendor. Of you Most High, he bears the likeness. All praise be yours, my Lord, through sister moon and stars. In the heavens you have made them bright and precious and fair. All praise be yours, my Lord, through brothers wind and air. All praise be yours, my Lord, through sister water, so useful, lowly and yet precious and pure. All praise be yours, my Lord, through Brother Fire, through whom you brighten up the night. All praise be yours, my Lord, through Sister Earth, our Mother, who feeds us and produces various fruits with coloured flowers and herbs. Praise and bless, my Lord, and give them thanks and serve them with our great humility. Take then a few ever deepening breaths to help relax you further, making sure that your shoulders are dropped and your neck, hands and feet free from tension. Breathe in and out, in and out, in and out. Listen to the sounds around you and the sound of my voice, and listen to the music. Focus your attention on the contact you have with the earth and begin to extend your awareness through it deep into the ground beneath you. Imagine your consciousness journeying down, down into the earth, down into the deep dark like the roots of a plant, journeying deep and deeper still into the planetary body. As your consciousness descends, you become aware of a powerful and loving presence rising to greet you. This is the Gaia Spirit, the soul of the Earth, the Great Mother whom we call home. As you meet this energy, it embraces you and merges with you, aligning with your consciousness, making adjustments to your energy, deepening your connection to her own presence and power. As your connection grows deeper and stronger, you begin to feel the heartbeat of the planet all around you. The deep energy of the Earth, silent, powerful, beautiful, enduring, delicate, ancient, and still. You become increasingly aware of her needs and requirements, her vulnerability and strength, her weakness and power. You become aware of how you can help her practically and energetically. Through the simple work that you can do on Earth, through your advocacy, and through the healing energy you can channel into her body and form. Your mind becomes filled with images of places near and far that are in need of your help, and your heart begins to reach out to them and to the Great Mother herself, keen to offer help and assistance as best you can. In response to this, a part of your consciousness now begins to reach upwards, back through the deep darkness of the Earth towards your body resting upon it in meditative repose. Rising from the floor beneath you, your consciousness now continues to soar up through your body and out through the top of your head, flowing along a line of energy that rises from your form, connecting it to the higher spheres and spiritual energies above. Here your consciousness connects not only to the energy and awareness of your higher self, but also to the energy of the spiritual hierarchy which waits above, ready to aid you in your endeavors. The masters align to your consciousness and begin to pour into it brilliant, dazzling light. Light intended for the planet, to help her with her healing and preparation for ascension. Your consciousness now begins to slowly descend, trailing the light given from the masters and your higher self, like the tail of a brilliant comet. Down, down, down it sinks, back into and through your body, gathering speed as it falls, passing through your form and back into the ground beneath you. Down, down, down into the deep dark earth, returning to that part of your consciousness still connected to the Great Mother, and through it, pouring into the heart of the planet the brilliant light of the spiritual hierarchy and your soul. The light pours deep and wide, down into the planetary core, and the Great Mother receives it with love and thanks, drinking it deeply into her being. Rest then in this state of service for a while, the channel, the vessel, the lightning rod, carrying the divine energy and the light of the masters, the power of your soul into the body of the planet, healing, cleansing, energizing, feeding the mother with all that she needs, and reminding her that she is loved. In a moment, my voice will return to bring forward the channeling from spirit and then guide you on. It is in love and peace that I, the Archangel Uriel, the Archangel of the element of Earth, am presented with this opportunity to step forwards and share with you these words. The Earth, your home, is in need, as you know. And although much is being done to aid her in her plight, more still needs to be achieved if the Earth is to endure and press forwards on her own arc of evolution and ascension, if the Earth is to survive and through her survival continue to sustain all those that thrive upon her body and her being. It is easy when confronted with the scientific facts of the Earth's decline to fall into a spiraling state of pessimism and depression, believing that there is nothing that can be done to reverse the fortunes of the planet. But this is not so. Small acts of kindness can make great difference. And small acts of ecological thinking can contribute to a greater change, a tipping point of positive restoration and rebirth, which could not be achieved without each tiny contribution. And so it is important, practically and spiritually, to do all that you can to contribute to the mass of the whole. In the past, your scientists have said that there was damage done to the earth that could not be undone. And yet, they have now been proved wrong. And although they might contribute such facts as ignorance and changes that were made within the consciousness of mankind to the restoration of such wounds, the truth is that the healing that has occurred in part because of work that was done in the past by members of the spiritual community such as yourselves. If one miracle then can be achieved, so too can others. It just takes consistency and the applied positive energy of the light worker masses that exist within the world in order to achieve these goals. Prayer, positive thought, healing, all matters, all impacts upon the quantum reality of our state, brings about harmony and change. Combine this then with those other forces that exist, the angels and the masters, and the power is multiplied 1,000 times. Offer yourself in service as you are now, as conduit through which the powers might flow, and let them seep out into your patch of the planet, working through the network of the earth, the root system of the trees, the mycelial network of fungi, the ley line system of the planet, to carry the energy across borders in order to heal. Trust in the power of your thought. Trust in the way that energy follows it in order to accomplish intent and aim. Your world is in need, now more than ever, not least because of the climate challenge that it faces, but also because of those wars that rage on, ravaging the earth's lands and traumatizing the earth's spirit. Now more than ever, she has need of you. And so remember her and spare some time to tend to her requirements. I am the Archangel Uriel, High Priest of the Earth, Guardian of its mysteries and secrets. Call to me and I will aid you. Call to my brother and sister angels and they too will extend their hand. Ariel, the Archangel of Nature, Sandalphon, the Archangel of the Physical Plane. Let us help you. Heal the world. Renew the Mother on whose body you rest. After some time, the light that flows through you begins to ebb and slow, and gutter and stop. You are aware of the love of the Mother all around you, her thankful appreciation for this healing gift. Slowly your consciousness begins to untether from her own and float back through the darkness to the surface of the planet. Back towards your body. Back towards your room. Breathe in and breathe out. And slowly and gently ground and center yourself back into your physical form, back into the here and now. Feeling the chair beneath you, protecting yourself in your usual way, centering yourself within your body. Take a few more deep breaths, and in your own time when you feel ready, open your eyes and return. So the music that we used in that meditation is one of my favourite pieces that Andrew has composed. It's from the Mother Mary workshop. It's called Mother Mary. And I believe it is available for free download from the library section of our website, where you can find many of other pieces that Andrew's composed. All of the music is license free, which means that we are very happy for you to use it in your own workshops, in your own development groups, in your own services. You don't need our permission to do that. I think it's one of the better pieces that he's done. I think it's fantastic. In a moment then I'm going to stop the recording. I've got a few notices to read out to you before we plunge into the messages for this evening. If you have any questions from the meditation or channeling, as I said, don't hesitate to shoot me an email about those, and I'm very happy to answer any of those questions free of charge. Before we begin then, notices. I'll switch off the recorder, I think, at this point.